This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. 2011 has been a good year for John Brown. The jazz player toured the state with a series of community concerts, hosted educational workshops for young musicians, and the John Brown Jazz Orchestra was featured in the documentary One Night in Kernersville. That film won the jury award at this year's Full Frame Documentary Film Festival. We should mention that John is also the director of the jazz program and associate professor of music at Duke University. But even an in-demand guy like John Brown winds down each year by celebrating the holidays. Big Band is gearing up to perform some seasonal music shows around the state. Tonight he heads for Charlotte for the first of four swinging holiday concerts. And right now John Brown is my guest in the studio. Welcome back, John. Good to have you here.
It's good to be here as always.
Brought some good friends with you, Bluford Thompson Jr. and his saxophones. So is trumpeter Art Barnes with us and Ernest Turner on the keyboard. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So, John, congratulations, first of all. What a year. So you got any resolutions for 2012?
<What's> make more music.
Make more music. Let's see. You did a few years back, you recorded a Christmas album with Ray Codrington.
Right.
And what is it about? The holidays kind of a good time for musicians, right? Fun time.
Indeed. It's a good time. Music is something that unites us all anyway and brings people together. And particularly, that's the very nature of jazz. And when we merge the holiday with jazz music, we have good scenes and merge all good interests. And it's all good during the holidays.
You are a band leader for a number of ensembles. How long has the Big Band been together?
Big Band's been together since 2006. We assembled, actually, to celebrate the holidays then, as a matter of fact. And we started off by doing a fundraiser for the Duke Cancer Patient Support Program, of which I'm a board member, and we've been going strong ever since.
Can you play a song for us now?
Absolutely.
Great. John Brown and a few of the members of his big band performing Christmas music for us here on the State of Things before they get ready to tour a lot of the state. John, is it different for you when you put together a big band? Are you looking for different kinds of musicians than if you put together a smaller ensemble, or do you just sort of build from one to you go from little to big? How's that go?
That's a great question. I consider making music to be a blessing and a privilege. And when we, you know, we have to go through so much as musicians that don't have to deal with music, when we finally do get to deal with music, I like to have a good time. So I definitely call musicians who can play. But beyond that, my next layer is people who I like and can get along with and get along with each other. Certainly there are many gifted musicians who are difficult to get along with, and that's not the road that we travel. We have a good time when we're out, and I think that ultimately that really has a lot to do with the music and the message in it.
What's your approach to arranging Christmas music? I mean, it's all so familiar. You have to put a little something of your own into it, huh?
It's true. That's one of the good things about jazz. Anyway, we are afforded an opportunity to put a part of ourselves into the music, and when we're arranging tunes, we just let the tunes take the personality of the people who are in it. And when I have arrangers, I've got a team of staff arrangers to do things for the big band, and I kind of have feelings, and I go with the inspiration that I'm led by. I mean, I think I'm divinely led in some ways. Many times an idea will just come to me, and I'll say, hey, you know, I'm hearing this or that. Let's have an arrangement that features these people or this section or does this or that. So we have a lot of freedom and flexibility to breathe some new life to these old standards.
Can you play another one for us?
Absolutely.
Christmas time is here, and so is John Brown with members of his big band. Bluford Thompson Jr. is on the sax, Art Barnes on the trumpet, and Ernest Turner on keyboard, and of course, John Brown on the bass. You know, we talked to Rodrigo Dorfman earlier this year about the film that he did about that featured your orchestra, One Night in Kernersville. Mm-hmm. He's not listening. What's your version of how that story came together, that film? Great film, by the way. Won an award at Full Frame.
Thank you. It's interesting how that came together. I had had a dream of putting together a big band for a recording, since I already had the band together for performances. And Rodrigo and I had become good friends through the North Carolina Arts Council. We met, and he was following us around, filming us so that we could preserve those moments. And out of our friendship, I said, "Hey, I'm doing this big band session. Why don't you come on down?" So he came down to hang out, and long story short, it turned into that great film, and it's a great memory for us.
It's a film about a man, you, and a dream. Let's listen.
Big band to me is power. The first word that comes to me is when I think of big band is power. When you get that many musicians together who unite in a common cause of swinging, of getting the music together and really creating a pulse and a sense of unity that's going to reach out and make somebody move, is very powerful. It's powerful. There's a certain amount of responsibility that comes with that power, and everybody in a big band, those who play with me, come with that sense of responsibility. And that real desire to feel what you feel when you play in a big band, and to know that when you play, people are going to hear it, it's going to make them move, it's going to reach out and touch them, affect them in some way.
There's John Brown in the film One Night in Kernersville, directed and produced by Rodrigo Dorfman. You work with a lot of kids, too, and up-and-coming musicians. You talked about feeling that power as a successful musician yourself. Mm-hmm. Do they hear it in the music? Are kids, especially young people, do they respond to traditional swing music?
They do. Certainly they do hear it. I think first I'd say they feel it. We perform for many different places for lots of kids from varying backgrounds. And that's the first thing I notice. We play, and I see the kids respond with body movement first, which tells me that even though they're hearing it, they're feeling it. And that really is what we're after. If we can reach people and make them move, and particularly capture young people when they are open-minded and are willing to receive things that are presented to them, I think that's the best situation we could be in.
Tell us about your next project, Quiet Time?
Oh, right, Quiet Time. That's a ballad recording by the quintet. We actually finished recording that a few years ago. Somehow things got busy and I didn't get to release it.
You could stay home for a weekend. Maybe you could get a record put out.
True. Yeah, it's true. But no, I'm really excited about that. Quiet Time is an all ballad record. It's a reflection of our interest in trying to get people to slow down, and it features some original music. Gabe Evans, the piano player in the quintet at the time, has an original tune on there, and my tune is Quiet Time. So this will be the first time any of my compositions has been recorded and released.
Well, we'll look forward to that. I want to say goodbye and thank you, and I know you're going to play us out. But first, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
John Brown on bass, saxophonist Bluford Thompson Jr., and Ernest Turner on the keyboard. And who'd I leave out? I left out Art Barnes on the trumpet. Thank you all for being on the program. John Brown's big band going to perform a series of swinging holiday concerts on Saturday. Going to be in Greensboro College for a show that starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, you can catch him at Duke University at 4 o'clock. Going to be in Chapel Hill for a show at Moorhead Planetarium on December 16th. Look, if you really want to find out about that, you should go to jbjazz.com. Thank you for listening. And I want to remind everybody that we're going to be live from Greensboro at the Triad Stage on Tuesday. Triad News Update. We've got lots of good stuff, and you can be in the audience Tuesday. If you want to join us in Greensboro, send a note to rsvp@wnc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, John Brown.
Thank you.